Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com. Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Hey everyone, Eric Vanek here of South Harmon and the America's Game podcast. Welcome back to the Waiver Wire show here for week 7 we're going into now. We got our week 6 takeaways here. You can follow me at X at Eric Vanek NFL. You can follow South Harmon at South Harmon FF on X as well. And any of your podcast formats could use a follow, a like, all that good stuff on there. 5-star reviews, YouTube. This is YouTube, if you're watching the video here, please like and subscribe to the video and the channel. We would really, really appreciate it if you guys could do that. So here we go. Week 6 takeaways for week 7 coming up here. What were the injuries? Who do we need to be looking at to pick up in our redraft leagues? And as always, our deep dynasty leagues. Just one little note, we are recording this before the Monday Night Football game. So if there is any major injuries on Monday Night Football, they will not be included in this. So let's get it going here. Bye weeks this coming week. We have Baltimore and Buffalo. So two big teams out on bye for us this coming week. So you'll be without your Ravens and your Buffalo Bills this week. So let's get into the injuries here. And we'll start here first with quarterback Kyler Murray. He had the foot injury, did not practice pretty much all week. He practiced a little on Friday, but did not ultimately play. It was Jacoby Brissett ended up playing for him and played pretty well, actually. So just kind of monitor Kyler Murray's status kind of going here for the rest of the week and see if you're going to have him available or not. Next up is Anthony Richardson. So a really kind of a freaky one I haven't heard before. He suffered a orbital fracture in pregame with the band workout. So a band must have snapped him and hit him right in the eye, broke his orbital bone. He was inactive, obviously, for the game. And then Riley Leonard was the backup. So it sounds like Richardson's probably going to miss a little bit of time here to get that sorted out. And Riley Leonard is going to be the backup here for the Colts going forward. So make adjustments accordingly. All right, next up, running back injuries. So only had a couple. Blake Corum, he's going to be day-to-day right now with an ankle injury. I would probably assume he misses this week, and we will probably get maybe Jarquez Hunter a little bit here this week. So get some Jarquez Hunter in there. Next guy up I wanted to mention is Bucky Irving. They've already ruled him out for week 7, so don't expect Bucky Irving at all this week. All right, let's get into our wide receivers now. So there was quite a bit of wide receivers. It was the hamstring injury week, apparently. A bunch of them went down. So Puka Nacua, though, he went with an ankle injury. Sounds like he's probably going to miss this week and then have a chance to come back after their bye. So they play in London this week against Jacksonville, and then they're on their bye after that. I'm hoping he's back after that. We'll have to just keep monitoring his status, but kind of expect to be without Puka Nacua this week. Next guy up is Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's probably going to miss this week with a concussion that he suffered in that game against who the hell did they play? Whoever the Arizona Cardinals played, I forget. He suffered a concussion, probably going to miss this coming week for sure. Next guy up is going to be Quentin Johnston. So he missed this week with a hamstring injury. Didn't really practice at all this week. Just kind of have to monitor his status and see if Quentin Johnston is going to be back in there this week or not. Next guy up is going to be Calvin Ridley. He suffered a hamstring injury, and that was pretty early on in the game. We had to monitor his status. I'm guessing he probably misses a week or two as well for Calvin Ridley here. It might even be longer. If he gets the IR stint, obviously it'll be longer than that. So you have to monitor Calvin Ridley's injury and see if he's going to play this week. He hasn't been very good anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Next guy up here is going to be Dontavian Wicks. So he suffered an ankle injury, did not return into the game. We're going to have to monitor his status. Christian Watson, who's been on the PUP list all year, is very close to returning and looking really good. So, they might just replace these guys here, and Christian Watson will get back in there. Next guy up here, another big one, man. Emeka Buka, hamstring injury. Probably going to miss a few weeks with this one, too. Nothing like definitive yet, but I'm assuming he's definitely going to miss this week. So plan to be without rising star Emeka Buka this week. And then we have Juwan Jennings. So he said after the game, he's playing through 5 broken ribs and a high and low ankle sprain. So I don't know how much I believe that personally. Like, I'm sure he probably does have a broken rib and maybe an ankle sprain to go with it, but I don't know. We'll see what's happening here. I can't play him going forward until he proves to me that he's fully back healthy, to be honest with you. Like, I'm playing Kendrick Bourne over him and all that, so I can't play Juwan Jennings right now at all. And then lastly here is Chris Godwin is already ruled out for week 7 as well with Bucky Irving. So plan to be without Chris Godwin again this week. Next up, David Njoku on the tight end side. He suffered a knee injury, missed most of the second half. We're going to have to monitor his status. They didn't really give a update this morning. But I'm going to guess Njoku misses a week here. Not 100% sure on that, but that's kind of the feeling I'm getting. And then last but not least, Mike Gesicki. He suffered a pec injury, didn't return. He will be out for a while, according to coach. What the hell is his name too? Zach Taylor. He's going to be out for a while, he said. So yeah, pec injury, not very good for there for Gesicki. That should open it up for a few more other guys. All right, let's get into the waivers this week. And my top guy this week, redraft quarterback to pick up, is going to be Aaron Rodgers against the Bengals. It is a Thursday night game. I know he doesn't have a lot of receivers to throw to, but Aaron Rodgers is just getting it done right now. And the Bengals secondary is kind of shit. So let's get Aaron Rodgers in there. I think Aaron Rodgers has been playing well. I think he could have a pretty good game if you need somebody this week. So go ahead with Aaron Rodgers. Next guy up. Tua Tagovailoa against the Browns. I also like Dylan Gabriel in this matchup, so I'm just going to kind of put them both together here. I think either one of these guys could be pretty good this week. I would probably choose Tua over Gabriel, but they both have, you know, fairly decent matchups here. I trust Tua a little bit more than I do Dylan Gabriel at this point. Next guy up is going to be Bryce Young against the Jets. So Jets secondary played a little bit better this week against Denver, but they're still not that great. And I think with the way that Bryce is playing, getting the ball to Tet, Jalen Coker might come back this week. Leggett's playing a little better. Jatavion Sanders should be back this week too. The running game is cooking. Like, I think Bryce Young and this Panthers team is maybe a little bit on the upstart here. So that could be a good guy to start this week if you need somebody. Next up here, dynasty quarterback. So Jacoby Brissett, if Kyler is hurt again, Jacoby played pretty solid this week. If you're a Kyler owner, I think you need to pick up Jacoby Brissett just in case. So monitor that situation. Next one up is Shedeur Sanders. So if Shedeur Sanders, probably not out there in a lot of dynasty leagues unless it's very shallow. I bet you he's going to start here sooner rather than later. They're going to want to get a look at him. So if Shedeur Sanders happens to be out there, obviously pick him up. Next one up is going to be Riley Leonard, who I mentioned earlier with Anthony Richardson suffering the orbital fracture. Riley Leonard's going to be the new backup quarterback here for the Colts. And if Daniel Jones goes down, Riley Leonard's going to step in here. And he's got some rushing ability, too. So Riley Leonard, definitely a sneaky pickup this week in our really deep dynasty leagues. Another sneaky pickup, I think, would be Tyrod Taylor. Justin Fields, absolute fucking dog shit right now, and he has been for years. So Tyrod Taylor, if they want to win some games here, like, Tyrod's going to be the guy, I think, at some point. So that could be a good little stash for you. All right, let's get into our redraft running backs now. First one up is Bam Knight. He was announced as the starter pregame. 37 snaps, 51% of the snaps. 13 routes run, 2 targets on those routes, 1 catch for 20 yards, 11 carries for 34 yards, and a touchdown run from Bam Knight. He basically split with Michael Carter. Michael Carter got a lot more of the receiving work. So I think they're both viable, but Bam Knight has scored a touchdown 2 weeks in a row, and I think he looks pretty good running the ball. So definitely Bam Knight worth a pickup this week for me. Next one up is Kamani Vidal. So he was not listed as the starter. It was Hassan Haskins, but Kamani Vidal outplayed him, blew him out of the water, all that good stuff. So Kamani Vidal is the starter right now for this Chargers team. 43 snaps, 67%, 22 routes run, 4 targets, caught all 3 of them for 14 yards and a touchdown. And then he had 18 carries for 124 yards. So huge day from Vidal. He's the guy you want to own over Hassan Haskins. And I would just, I would honestly just drop Hassan Haskins to pick up Vidal at this point. Next guy up is Tajay Spears, who led the Titans in snaps this week at the running back spot over Pollard. 36 snaps, which was 59%, 28 routes run, 4 targets, 4 catches for 19 yards, 5 carries for 31 yards. And I think Tajay is looking pretty good. Like, it looks like he's over this ankle injury and he's starting to pick it up. So definitely worth a pickup this week. Dynasty running back. So Amir Abdullah, he played more snaps than DJ Giddens by 1. I think it was like 3-2. But Amir Abdullah actually touched the ball on his snaps. He got a reception and a rush, whereas DJ Giddens didn't get anything. So Amir Abdullah in our really deep dynasty leagues could be a nice pickup here as the second running back here for the Colts going forward. And then last, Nyheim Hines, third running back on the Chargers. He did play this week for Nyheim Hines behind Vidal and Haskins. So that's a really good one to pick up here is Nyheim Hines if you have. Okay, redraft wide receivers. I actually have a lot of redraft wide receivers for you guys this week. So Jordan Whittington. So this is a Puka injury plus Whittington is playing a ton of snaps. Take here. So 49 snaps, 92% of the snaps, 25 routes run, 4 targets, 3 catches for 23 yards. We've seen Whittington in the past have some big games last year. So I think he's worth a pickup if you're desperate. Next game, our guy up here is Jalen Coker. He was very close to returning this week. He should be back in there this week. He should put Hunter Renfro out of his misery finally and kind of be the starting slot receiver here that the Panthers really need right now. So I think Jalen Coker is definitely worth a pickup. Next one up is Kayshon Boutte. So Boutte had a really nice game. 43 snaps, 67%. 23 routes, 5 targets, caught all 5, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns. Fantastic line. Nobody played him unless it was best ball. The thing with this is I think it's just too inconsistent. Like, I put Boutte as like my week 1 mega pickup in, you know, one of my leagues. I used my like my waiver claim on him and all that good stuff. Been super inconsistent ever since week 1. And he finally has a game here. Am I buying into it? Hell no. So pick them up at your own risk. I think best ball definitely worth a pickup, but redraft leagues, I think that's going to be really hard to trust. Christian Watson, who I mentioned earlier, really close to returning, probably worth a stash still, or he could be elevated this week. So Christian Watson, definitely somebody I'm going to stash right now. Next guy up is going to be Kendrick Bourne. So if he happens to still be out there, 55 snaps, 80%, 40 routes, 9 targets, 5 catches, 142 yards. Pearsall continues to be out. Jawan Jennings has a host of injuries. Like, Kendrick Bourne is the man here right now. So Kendrick Bourne, definitely going to pick him up if he's available. Tez Johnson this week. So 38 snaps, 72%, 21 routes run, 2 targets, caught one of them for 45 yards and a touchdown. So Tez Johnson led the team in snaps at the receiver spot and routes and all that good stuff. If Godwin's out already, Emeka Buka most likely out. Mike Evans could continue to come back to practice this week. Don't know if he's going to play. Tez Johnson, Sterling Shepard, Cam Johnson might be the three receivers here for Tampa Bay. So Tez Johnson definitely worth a pickup in some redraft leagues this week. Next guy up is going to be Sterling Shepard, same game, same team, 28 snaps, 49%, 20 routes, 3 targets, 2 catches for 51 yards, has the trust of Baker Mayfield, so if he's out there, definitely pick him up. All right, next one up here for dynasty wide receivers. So little Jordan Humphrey played on Thursday night for the Giants with their host of injuries. 53 snaps, which is 74%, 8 targets, 4 catches for 55 yards. Easy pickup in a dynasty league for me this week over like Bo Collins. I picked up Bo Collins, who's been on the team all year, but they brought little Jordan Humphrey up off of the practice squad and played him way over Bo Collins immediately. So yeah, give me a little Jordan Humphrey here. Next guy up is going to be Arian Smith of the Jets. So I've brought him up a couple times now. He continues to play a lot of snaps. 34 snaps, 60% of the snaps, 22 routes, only 1 target, didn't catch the ball, but he continues to be out there a ton. So I kind of want to pick him up. Next one up there is Zay Jones. So Zay Jones led the team in snaps at the receiver spot. 58, 79% of the snaps, 40 routes run, 7 targets, 5 catches for 79 yards here. If Brissett continues to be in there, I definitely like it. I want to see him do this with Kyler, though. But Zay Jones, definitely worth a pickup in our deep dynasty leagues. Next one up here is a guy I've been kind of waiting to see all year, and he finally got to play, but it was on special teams, and that's Efton Chisholm for the New England Patriots. They haven't had any wide receiver injuries, but I just wanted to mention Chisholm, that he is the new kick returner, punt returner here for the Patriots with Antonio Gibson out for the year, and he came in and did really good at the returning job. So there's only a little bit of time, a matter of time here before Efton Chisholm gets in there and starts making some plays as a wide receiver, especially with DeMario Douglas. Like, yeah, he had a good game this week, but he's been shit all year. Efton Chisholm, I think, is going to get a chance here at some point soon. So if he's available, Efton Chisholm is definitely somebody I'm going to pick up. Next is Van Jefferson. So with the injury to Calvin Ridley, Van Jefferson played a lot of snaps this week, 45 of them, 74%, 34 routes. He had 6 targets, caught 4 of them for 75 yards. New coach in there this week, too. They just fired Bill Callahan today, so we'll see what happens there. But the veteran Van Jefferson, worth a pickup in our deep dynasty leagues. Next up is going to be Chimere Dike for the Titans as well. 34 snaps, 56%, 29 routes, 2 targets, caught 2 of them for 8 yards. Starting to play over Tyler Lockett in the slot. Tyler Lockett is just kind of cooked. I've dropped Tyler Lockett in a few of my leagues. So yeah, I think Chimere Dike is definitely worth a pickup. Next up is going to be Jack Besh. So Jack Besh overtook Dante Thornton this week. 46 snaps, 75%, 20 routes. Didn't have a target, but I just wanted to mention that Jack Besh played 46 snaps to Deontay Thornton's 2. So Jack Besh has, for now, taken the lead there as like the third receiver there for the Raiders. And last but not least here is going to be Cameron Johnson for the Tampa Bay Bucks. 26 snaps, 49%, 12 routes, 4 targets, caught all 4 for 64 yards, and 1 touchdown. So good day there from Cameron Johnson. Definitely worth a pickup with all those injuries in Tampa Bay. Next up here, we'll go to the tight ends redraft. Isaiah Likely, 63 snaps, 81%, 35 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches for 6 yards. They're on a bye this week, but he played more snaps than Mark Andrews did by a couple. So it's going to be the two-headed monster here at tight end going forward for the Ravens. Next up is Jatavion Sanders. Was really close to returning this week. Should be back this coming week. So Jatavion Sanders, if he's out there, he could be worth a pickup. Next up is Hunter Long. So he's the one who took over the tight end snaps in Jacksonville with Brenton Strange being placed on IR. So 59 snaps, 80% of the snaps, 34 routes, 3 targets, 2 catches for 19 yards there for Hunter Long this coming week, or this past week. So really good outing there from Hunter Long, and somebody that you could pick up if you need a tight end. Aronde Gadsden has taken over the tight end role here for the Chargers. So they played 4 tight ends total. Gadsden dominated the snaps, 48 snaps, 75% of them. He ran 32 routes, 8 targets, 7 catches for 68 yards. I think this is Gadsden's tight end role for the foreseeable future. He is their guy now for sure. Next up is going to be Harold Fannin, if he happens to be out there. With Njoku's injury, Fannin could get a ton of work this week. 66 snaps, 80% of the snaps, 44 routes, 10 targets, 7 catches, 81 yards there for Fannin. So he is definitely worth a pickup if he happens to be available in your redraft leagues. And then next is Michael Mayer. Sounds like Brock Bowers is going to miss again this week. So Michael Mayer stepped in, 56 snaps, 92% of them, 20 routes, 7 targets, 5 catches, 50 yards, and a touchdown from Michael Mayer. So if Mayer is out there, he is a really nice pickup for you this week as well. And then Noah Fant, 32 snaps, 49%, 22 routes, 4 targets, 4 catches, 27 yards. Gesicki is going to miss some time here with a pec injury. Fant should be the main receiving tight end here. And I kind of like that with Joe Flacco in there. Joe Flacco has targeted David Njoku quite a bit in his past, and Fannin earlier this year as well. So definitely like that as a pickup. All right, next up is going to be dynasty tight ends. Only have a couple. Julian Hill for the Miami Dolphins. So he played right up there in snaps with Darren Waller. 39 snaps, 64%. 15 routes, was targeted 3 times, caught all 3 for 31 yards. He has put Tanner Connor out to pasture. Julian Hill has been dominating the snaps the last couple weeks over Tanner Connor. So Julian Hill could be worth a pickup here for you in your deeper leagues. And then Darnell Washington's 2 straight weeks of dominating the snaps for the Steelers at tight end. 47 snaps, 80%, 19 routes, 5 targets, 3 catches for 62 yards. He's just playing so much, and Pat Freiermuth is barely playing. Obviously, Janu is in there quite a bit too, but Darnell Washington has led the team in snaps at the tight end spot for 2 weeks in a row now. So just kind of watch out there for that one. And then last but not least, what the fuck are we doing here, man, segment. I got 2 of them for you this week. All has to do with the tight end position, which is normally what it is here. Broncos, 3-way evenly split fuckfest at tight end. Can we please just stop it already? Get Evan Engram the damn ball. Get him more snaps. I don't care about Nate Adkins or Adam Trautman any longer. Like, I understand they're probably going to play another tight end, but really, like, can we just get Evan Engram some more snaps, some more receiving work here? Let's go. And then lastly, the Saints. A 4-way fuckfest at tight end now with all these guys back. Juwan Johnson's snaps continue to dwindle. Taysom Hill's in there. Foster Moreau's in there. And they have to play Jack fucking Stoll. Like, what are we doing here, Saints? What are we doing? It is ridiculous. So that is it. That's it for my rant for the end of the week here. Appreciate everybody tapping into this at Eric Vanek NFL, at South Harmon FF on X. Make sure you guys follow us there. Like, subscribe to this video. If you're listening on podcast, 5-star review, subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. Sunday start sit shows live on this very YouTube channel is always a big hit. Make sure you guys do that. Patreon.com/South Harmon. Sign up for the Discord there. It is a lot of fun in there. Cheapest tier is $1. You can come in for the $8 tier. You get access to our dynasty rankings, which I've been updating every single Friday night live for you guys. You guys can come into the Discord and ask me questions. So that has been really fun to do, with everybody on Friday evenings. We've got so much stuff going, so much stuff on the podcast feed, the walkthrough that I do on Thursday evenings with Maddie. You got Grinding the Edge with Koopa on Saturdays. Dan is dropping the Fantasy Pipeline. We got 4D Chess Podcast, Adam and Mike, where it all started. So much content going on right now for you guys, and lots of other stuff like on the website too, the Warp Tool. big time thing for to use the warp tool right now to kind of get an edge on your opponents and making some trades in your leagues right now, for sure. DynastyTeamReview.com. This is a good time if you're tanking or if you're going for the win and you need some advice on what to do, sign up for a Dynasty Team Review from one of us, myself, Maddie, Adam, Koopa, Mike, whoever it is on the team. You can sign up and get a Dynasty Team Review from one of us, and we'll help guide you through what you need to do or how you should go about doing it, give you some ideas. It's really fun to do. If you want to join us and ask us live questions while we look at your team, you're more than welcome to do that as well. You know, if you want just us to review it and you watch the video back later, you can do that as well. So DynastyTeamReview.com is a really big thing as well. So hopefully you guys are able to check that out. But that will be it for this week for the Week 7 Waiver Wire Show, guys. We will be back next week for the Week 8 Waiver Wire Show. So with that, we will see you guys later. Have a good one.